The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the teeth are headed to school. Slim and Madam, I'm about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam on the Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What's up, everybody? It's time to shine the spotlight on another hustler and grinder out there trying to do the damn thing in the music industry. Today, we got Little Coke coming to us all the way from Scarborough, Maine. He's about to tell you guys a little bit about who he is, what he's up to in the music industry, and where you all can check him out at. So, Little Coke, the spotlight is on you. Let's go. So, man, we appreciate you coming in. Hanging out with us for a little bit, giving us a little bit of your time. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself, where you're from, who you are, what you've been up to, and, give the people an idea who you are on the phone right now.
Oh, yeah. My name's Lil Coke. That's my stage name. About 9 months ago, I decided to rap. Before that, I was actually making rock music, and I was going under my actual name, which was Ben Rupert. But you know how rock goes. I mean, rock's been dead for a long time. So I decided to switch over to rap, drop an album recently. I dropped a music video about a month ago. It's called Demons. It's on YouTube. All y'all got to go check that out. It's dope. And I'm from Scarborough, Maine, Northeast 207. That's what I'm representing.
Okay.
Right on. And that's really about my...
That's what was that transition like going from rock? Like, what would you say, what kind of rock were you doing? Were you like Limp Bizkit style type rock, rock? What were you doing?
I was doing like alternative, grungy rock.
Okay.
And it was kind of like, it had a Nirvana sound to it.
Okay, taking
and
it back.
I was doing that. Yeah, no, I was taking it back. I was really doing like some 90s type shit.
Right.
And I was really, really big into that Nirvana sound. I have a whole SoundCloud, and I got some songs online that are my old rock shit. I have this one song called Alien Slide, and that was a huge song on SoundCloud. It got like 10,000-20,000 plays or something. But, I saw my friends doing rap, and I was like, damn, that it was turning really trappy. Like, I heard Little Pump and all that type shit. And I was like, dude, I could easily get into that. Like, I could easily put out some hype stuff.
So what do you?
That's what's happening.
Yeah. What do you describe your flow as? Because you're from the Northeast, so I think, people are gonna get to hear some of your sound here in a minute. But people would probably immediately think that you would have that East Coast.
Yeah, that's what I
vibe
thought.
To you, but
yeah, that's what I thought.
It's interesting because you don't really fall into that East Coast vibe when you hear your music.
Yeah.
Like, what do you describe your flow as?
Yeah. If I had to describe myself, I'd probably say it's like, it's a mixture between like Eminem and like a little bit of Hobson, but like mixed with like this new trap stuff, like maybe a little bit of Travis Scott, a little bit of Lil Pump. I mean, it can be a little old school at times too, where it's just like a start-stop flow, and it's just like bars on bars on bars on bars. But overall, like, I try and keep it melodic.
Right on.
I just try and keep it. Yeah.
On the melodic side of things, how do you pick your music? Like, do you look for stuff that's melody-driven, or are you looking for that 808 thump? You know what I'm saying? How do you pick your music, and do you have a song that goes with that, or you just pick your beat and then get to going?
It's kind of a little bit of both. Like, I'll look for beats that are melodic, definitely. I can come up with sick melodies too, and really come up with like a dope chorus too. But really, I'll look for like a beat or an instrumental that, you know, definitely has like real instruments in it too. Like if it has like a guitar, like a grand piano in it, like that's something that just hits me hard, and I'll definitely take a beat like that. And I like instrumentals that like change a lot too. I really haven't put out too much music like that that changes too much, but that's kind of what I'm on right now in the studio. I've been recording stuff that has a lot of transitions, and the beat changes a lot. That's kind of the keys change, stuff like that. That's what I've been on lately. That's what I'm going to release soon too.
So I'm really intrigued by the whole rock to rap thing, and it's not that this isn't something that people have done before, but I, you know, now that I have somebody on the phone that, you know, I can learn more about it. How has that transition influenced kind of your rap personality or so? You know, how has that music helped you? Or have you blended the two together at all?
Yeah, that's actually like, that's a really good point to point out there. But I mean, it's definitely a little bit of a struggle because, I mean, I've always played like almost every instrument. Like I've been playing guitar since I was like 7. I've been playing drums for like 5 years. And I mean, I've been singing off and on in different bands like around here. Like I've had gigs in Massachusetts and stuff like that, and old rock bands that I was in. But you know, none of those rock bands really never ever took off. So, but yeah, no, I mean, going from rock to rap, it's a really big transition. And I've definitely tried to take like harmonies and melodies and stuff that I've done in the past and incorporate it into my new rap stuff. And actually in my music video, Demons, there's a part at the end of my verse where I'm like, the whole verse I'm rapping, and I got bars and I got flows and stuff. But at the end of the verse, I do like this singing thing that's really harmonic. And it's right before the chorus, and that's something that I used to do in rock a lot, like a lot of just harmonies and a lot of like singing and a lot of vocal stuff.
Yeah, you can really kind of get that vibe when you're listening to your music, and that's why I was so intrigued by it when you said you went from rock to rap. First off, you would never know that listening to your music. I would have never known that you had a rock background. So that's, oh, yeah, that's really, no, cool, the way you can kind of, you know, cover that up and you know, chameleon like that. But I get what you mean by when just a little bit ago you were talking about how you have the instruments change up, because, you know, that's kind of where I was going with that. The previous question is, in rock, the instruments, they do change. So, you know, those riffs, guitar riffs and drum riffs and everything come in and out, and the bass and this and that. And, you know, you got two guitars doing this and that, and, you know, different, so many chord changes and all this kind of stuff. And you kind of get a vibe for that in your music as well with some of your beats. Like, is that kind of something that you look to do moving forward? Is that kind of, would you say that's a signature thing for you? Just really keeping people on their feet and on their toes?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to doing. I've been doing that recently with stuff that I haven't released, you know, where the beats change, and you know, there's this whole new experimental, I feel like the music industry, it's going in this like experimental wave, and it's going in this direction that's very experimental and new. And it's like that new Travis Scott stuff, where his new album, it's very experimental, and some people hate on it because of how off and odd it is, but it's definitely like a new thing that's coming. And you know, that's where these beats are going, and that's where my songs are going. They're going in that direction where the keys are changing, and there's crazy transitions, and the beats are switching up on people. And it's sort of rock, because, you know, rock a lot of times will have like a rhythm guitar and then like a lead guitar, mm-hmm. and like a bunch of different like double tracks of vocals going on all at the same time.
Let me tell you something, man. I look at rock as a base for hip hop. Some of the rock, you know, if you just really dive into it, man, some of that shit just rock, and some, like you said, some of them drum cadences and And man, the way they be just tearing them snare drums and them kicks up, man, it's hardcore. You know, speaking of hardcore, what do you think about the heavier stuff, like the 808 mafia driven stuff? You know, the heavy shit. Like, you know, are you versatile? Can you jump on a dirty trap beat and then jump on some melodic shit? Like, what's your wave? Like, how do you get out?
It's really how I'm feeling, like, in the moment that I'm writing the song. Like, I could definitely, I can hop on some hard beats. You know, my song Hustling, it goes pretty hard. It's got a
I like that. Hey, Bomb, that's one of the ones, bro. I think that's one of the ones that we pointed out. That was the one.
Yeah, we were really feeling that Elevators and Hustling. I think you sent you sent us Hustling and another one, so you know, they're definitely going to be, you know, people are going to be checking those out here real soon.
Yeah, we're going to run that.
Yeah,
those rock, for sure.
Enough talk, people. It's time to check out that new dope track by Lil Coke called Hustling. Let's go.
Siri, who is Lil Coke?
Okay, I found this on the web for Who is Lil Coke.
And Lil Coke seem larger than life.
Save us.
Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Don't ask me hoes how it fucking happened. Used to have kilos, now I have albums. I'ma be real though, this is the outcome. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. 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 Don't ask me hoes how it fucking happened. Used to have kilos, now I have albums. I'ma be real though, this is the outcome. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. 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 Yeah.
Tell me who got the raps out.
Lil Coke,
who's that, sir?
That's me.
I hang out in the background
in the back.
And send you to do a dirt.
Dig it.
Got the drugs you don't have now.
Bitch.
Make your girl fucking pass out.
Bitch.
Had the coke, but I ran out. I was popping Percocets, but now I'm swallowing Zans. Now man down bump in my trunk, man. Pounds in my bunk bed. My cops been fucking with me ever since a young kid. Knocking down my dough and trying to jack my ice. But bitches, I'm a stoke, so 300 is my price. Killing the game, haters wanna throw litter. I'm not again, they're fucking my babysitter. I'm snorting cocaine, bitch, I'm not smoking swishers. The police keep knocking, I ain't about pictures. Cops come looking, trying to get a nigga booking. If it's sound, I be trapping, cooking dope up in the kitchen. Damn, 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 bitch, I do not smoke. Why the fuck you think my name's Lil Coke?
Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Don't ask me hoes how it fucking happened. You said I have kilos, now I have albums. I'ma be real though, this is the outcome. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping.
Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Don't ask me hoes how it fucking happened. Used to have kilos, now I have albums. I'ma be real though, this is the outcome. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. 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 Yeah,
I'm Mr. Perk with the Molly.
We lit.
Had your bitch in the track, you retarded. I pull up to the party,
flex.
Sipping on Henny and Bacardi. Zay Man still like fucking hoes. Zay Man still got a runny nose. I told the little bitch to bust down. Who said I ain't got money now? Cruising too fast in a new whip. So much cocaine, I'ma need a sled. Going to the pharmacy and get some meds. Smoking on gas so my eyes red. I won't ever fuck with a fed. I'm a monster, I'm a fucking beast. I make an empire for the streets. I'm a vampire, I don't ever sleep.
Nah.
I fuck a bitch till we read the sheets.
Woo.
She gave me brain good educations. I'm taking bitches and they all be hating. Yeah, they heard I started out hustling, ended up rapping. Bitches still trapping, and I'm still blasting. Yeah, we still swagging, dressing that fashion. Still in the game, but this shit is not maddening.
Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Don't ask me hoes how it fucking happened. Used to have kilos, now I have albums. I'ma be real though, this is the outcome. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping.
Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Don't ask me hoes how it fucking happened. Used to have kilos. Now I have albums. I'ma be real though, this is the outcome. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping. Started out hustling, ended up rapping, yeah.
The So who are some of your influences? Like, what got you into music? You said you were playing the guitar since seven. You know, you've been doing the drums for a few years now. Who were some of your influences?
So, like, I definitely have to give it to, you know, my parents. Because when I was young, they signed me up for guitar lessons. But even before that, they were playing the Beatles around my house. Every day, you know, I heard the White Album by the Beatles. I hear that almost every day. And that's one of my favorite rock albums to ever exist. And, you know, when I became a teenager, I started to get into bands in my high school, a lot of different bands. I played drums, I'd sing and stuff like that. And some of my favorite artists at the time then were Nirvana, Led Zeppelin, you know, the list goes on. And I definitely, you know, my major influences would be, at least in the rock genre, it'd be like the Beatles and Nirvana and Zeppelin. And I mean, a lot of people would be like, oh, those are stereotypical, you know, shit like that. But it's true. It's they're the greats. They have the best melodies. They have the best songs. And
there's a reason why people say those ones, because they are. They, like you said, they are the great ones, man.
No doubt. So I got to ask you this. Yeah. What influenced the name Lil Coke? Can you give us the backstory on that?
Yeah, I can definitely. So really, for a long time, when I switched from rock to rap, that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about my name. And, you know, Lil Coke, definitely, it came from very drug-driven, but it was really kind of like, at the time, I was listening to Lil Pump and Lil Uzi and, you know, Lil Skies and stuff. And, you know, I fucked around with coke, I fucked around with all those drugs and shit, going through high school and past couple of years and stuff like that. I fucked around with Zans, all that stuff. And, you know, I just felt like rap is really energetic and you can't go wrong, you know. Comparing coke and comparing coke to rap, it's the energy level, yo. It's how it is. And,
You're gonna knock an album out in 2.5 days.
I can see that.
I just felt like, you know, I'm a real hyperactive person to begin with when it comes to making music. I feel like all my shit's real active and I feel like I'm really hyper in the studio and shit like that. And that's why Lil Coke fits me.
So, you know, we mentioned it earlier too, that you don't really have that East Coast sound to you at all. You have this, you know, you really have taken on kind of your own unique style.
It's blended right.
With today's
dirty style.
Yeah, it's a little bit blended with the trap sound. Who are some of the artists that you, you know, if you had your opportunity to work with them, you know, whether East Coast, Down South, West Coast, anybody, you know, Midwest, whatever, like, is there anybody out there that you'd want to collab with and make an album with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the future, if I could collab with anybody, it'd definitely be, you know, Eminem, you know, even Kendrick, because I really love how emotional they are, how lyrical they are. But, you know, when it comes to the trap stuff, I would love to get down with people like 21 Savage.
21.
Okay.
You know, Lil Pump would be fun to fuck around with. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I'll fuck with Lil Pump. Okay. Ooh, and, he go in.
And yeah, that'd definitely be like who I'd fuck with if I could. If I can make raps with anybody, that's who it would be.
That's dope.
So if you had the chance to sign a contract for $1 million, what would you do with $1 million?
Oh, it's a real good question. I would definitely give it all. I give most of it to my family and the friends I have that are making music too. I would definitely, honestly, I'd probably try and create my own label. You know, I'd sign local people that I know. You know, I give out money to all my friends that make music too. And, yeah,
do you kind of have your own little squad there in Scarborough?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I posted that video to a YouTube channel called GBS Productions, and there's a big squad here. They're called the GBS Boys.
All right, shout out GBS Boys.
Yeah, so shout out GBS. They're dope. I'm kind of in and out of the crew, you know, a little bit. Like, I don't make too many songs with any of them, but, you know, I'm always chilling with them. You'll catch me around with them. Right. You know, posting my shit on their YouTube channel, stuff like that.
What's the music scene like in Maine? I mean, when I think of hip hop, yeah, trap style music, just Maine doesn't come to my mind.
When I think of Maine, I don't even know what the fuck to think. I think of like
apple dumplings and leaves and mountains. Like, what
the fuck is in Maine?
Yeah, what's the music scene like in Maine?
I mean, it's interesting here because, you know, our biggest city here is Portland, and you can find a lot of local music in Portland, ranging from, you know, underground hip hop with all these rappers that are really lyrical and stuff. And then you could go to a show of some alternative rock band playing some Nirvana type shit or some just emo type shit, or even,
I know,
just hard rock shit, you know. You can find it all around here. And but I mean, overall, Maine is you know, we're known for our lobster. We're not known for our music yet. I believe within the next like 10 years the music's gonna blow up here. Our Portland scene's gonna get big. I know it's gonna happen. It's just gonna take some more time.
Hey, shout out Maine, man. If you ever want to send some big ass lobsters towards Vapor Radio,
we'll take them,
man. I'll take a 6-footer.
We know how to tear a lobster apart.
Shouts out. That's what's up, man. Hey, this the homie, Lil Coke. Y'all go out there, check his workout, man. Support, man. This man out here doing what he got to do to make it happen. Check him out.
Hell yeah.
Lil Coke.
Yeah, so here on Vapor Radio, on the spotlight, we have a segment we like to do, 10 rapid-fire questions. Completely random questions, a little bit off the wall, just goofy, silly questions. Gives people an opportunity to find out a little bit more about yourself. So we're just going to run through these questions real quick. Just give us the best answer, and we'll get through these real quick.
Okay.
Take the first one, Slim.
We're going to blast off. Money or power?
Power.
Freak in the sheets or sweet in the sheets?
Oh, freak in the sheets.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
What's your favorite food?
Chinese food.
What you bumping in your car right now?
Right now? Fuck. I'm bumping Eminem, bro.
Right on.
Beer or wine?
Beer.
Nike or Reebok?
Nike. I like that check. You
know? Yeah, everybody likes that check.
Get that check.
Netflix chill or a night out at the club? Netflix and chill or a night out at the club?
Ooh, night out at the club, bro. I got to promote myself.
All right. Guacamole or salsa?
Guacamole. I love avocados, bro.
And is a hot dog a sandwich?
Nah.
No.
You have it right there. Lil Coke said a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Just a little bit for you guys to get to know more about Lil Coke. Hey, man, this is your time. This is your time to spotlight yourself. Shout out your social media. Where can people find you? Got anything coming up? And just tell everybody what they need to know about Lil Coke.
Step up. This you.
Hell yeah. So, you know, check me out on SoundCloud. Look up Lil Coke. I'll be the first one. You know, I just dropped my album a couple weeks ago. It's called Lil Coke because it's my first album, my debut album. You can also find me on Spotify. You can find me on YouTube. Look me up on YouTube. I got a music video. It's called Demons. It's about to hit 10,000 views, so that'll be great once I can get there. I need y'all help to get there. I'm going to release more music videos soon, too. They're all coming. And you know, I got more songs coming all the time. They're going to be dropping SoundCloud, dropping on YouTube. I'll be dropping on Spotify. I'll be up on Apple pretty soon. Apple. Hell yeah. And shout out to Vapor Radio.
All right. Any social media? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that? People can catch
you? Hell yeah. Check me out on Instagram. You know, I got my Instagram growing. I post shit weekly, you know, a few posts a week. I'll be posting content on there, reviews of my music, you know, pre-releases, stuff like that. So definitely check me out on Instagram. It's little_coke_music, but you can just look up Little Coke. I'll be the first one. And I got a couple fan pages on there too. I'm always seeing fan pages like Little Coke fans, shit like that. So yeah, definitely check me out on Instagram. My Instagram's growing, you know, it's pretty dope. I got dope content, releasing shit all the time.
That's awesome, man. Hey, y'all heard it here first. This is Little Coke, putting them hustlers and grinders on the map. That's what we do here on the Spotlight on Vapor Radio.
Elevating.
Just push them to the top. Help them push them to the top. Trying to get those people out there. So, hey, man, we definitely appreciate you coming through and giving us this interview. And we're going to let the people hear a little bit about who you are.
I call the drugs my friend. They're the only ones who understand. They're the only ones who understand. Yeah, I call the drugs my friend. I said I call the drugs my friend. And there's no need to rub it in. Yeah, there's no need to rub it in. No.
I know you don't wanna talk, and that's just fine with me. I know you don't wanna talk. Don't call me up at three.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
I call the drugs my friend. I call the drugs my friend. They're the only ones who understand. They're the only ones who understand. Yeah, I call the drugs my friend. I said I call the drugs my friend. And there's no need to rub it in. Yeah, there's no need to rub it in. No, I know you don't wanna talk, and that's just fine with me. I know you don't wanna talk. Don't call me up at three. Don't wanna talk, don't ask me out for tea. I reminisce on when we talked a lot. Now that's a fantasy.